Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in a secret undisclosed location outside of the Right Side studios. But man, we still got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two. I'm really not sure where hour number one went. It is like already gone. But yeah, here we are on hump day, halfway to the weekend, hour number two, and I'm in this first dipper. I'm calling it Chicago style. I'm spending some time breaking down what we expect for next week. What's Chicago style DNC going to look like? We hope it doesn't look like 1968. Boy, that'd be a whooping. But you know what? It's on them to do it right. And yet the city of Chicago bears the brunt of them doing it right. Somebody who knows Chicago better than anybody I know is my good friend Scott Stantis. So Scott Stantis is a syndicated political cartoonist who is known throughout the nation for having the most cutting-edge political cartoons, but he is the guy for political cartooning for the Chicago Tribune. He's on the line right now. Hey, Scott Stantis, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, thanks for having me on, man.
Absolutely, brother. Well, how you been, by the way? You good?
I'm great. I mean, still here, so woot, against all odds.
Well, and I'm glad of it, by the way. Hey, listen, I spent some time in the first half hour, not sure if you heard any of it, but unpacking what 1968 Chicago DNC was like and what a debacle it was and the protests in the streets and the riots and sure. The police and everything else. And it's still being talked about to this day. But then, you know, what we're looking at next week with the security cordons and the strain on the systems and the police presence. What are you hearing from the Tribune and folks in the city of Big Shoulders? What are they looking at right now?
Well, they're scared to death because really, I mean, we've talked about this before, but we've had an enormous attrition on the Chicago police force, especially after following COVID and then the Black Lives Matter, the defund movement, all of that. Just to throw out some numbers, 2 years ago, the Chicago Police Department accepted 849, I believe it was the number, either early retirements or resignations. They graduated that same year from the academy, 8. Now, I'm publicly educated, so my math may be not so great, but one of those numbers is bigger than the other by a lot.
I'd say. What I mean? Dang.
And so that's one thing we're facing in Chicago. The other thing you're facing is you have Brandon Johnson. For those of you out there who don't know who Brandon Johnson is, he is the most fun mayor to draw in the world. He has a hairstyle that's pointy on the top. And he has this really bushy goatee on his chin. And he wears glasses. It's awesome. It's so easy to draw. As a cartoonist, this is important to me. But Phil, he's also done something what most of us would consider impossible. He's made a lot of us miss Lori Lightfoot. Oh, yes.
The voodoo queen herself? I mean, my gosh.
Oh, and she's awful. Now, let's also bear in mind, you tell me if I get too far into the weeds here. Cook County, where the city of Chicago is, has Kim Fox currently. She is not running for re-election, but she's the state's attorney, which is effectively the prosecutor, the attorney general for the county, right?
Right.
And she was part of the Soros clan that got elected to liberalize justice. Couple that with a justice system in Chicago, in Cook County, where I think in order to get appointed, you have to get your law degree from, you know, the back of the matchbook cover that says Draw the Pirate? That's the colleges they came from. So you have a stupid, ridiculously stupid judiciary, an incompetent, mega liberal prosecutor, and a mayor who has said, Phil, I'm not making this up. Has said, do you remember the violence that erupted last summer in Chicago? Yeah. And the mayor said, let's not demonize those who are doing the shooting. I'm like, oh my God.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. You've got like the target-rich environment for drawing cartoons.
And so let's put all those pieces together. Let's put that connective tissue together. And now you're going to have the Democratic National Convention. And just to give you a sense of where it's being held, originally I thought it was going to be held at the McCormick Center, which is the convention center downtown. In fact, they're having it at the United Center where the Chicago Bulls and the Chicago Blackhawks play. And it's on the south side. It's a ways out to get there. if you're going to protest there, it's going to take some effort. Now, I don't want to disparage our younger people, but they don't vote, let alone, I mean, protest or have any kind of attention span whatsoever. So let's assume for a moment that that's not true. And the protesters show up in the numbers they showed up with in 1968. Chicago does not have the manpower in the police department. And, you know, you may have to do what Milwaukee did. If you recall, they had to ask surrounding areas from far and wide to come and help police this event. That may happen. Now, downtown Chicago, they're having, as you just mentioned, they're having the corridors and they're trying to cordon in the protesters. You and I both know that works for, you know, if you're protesting, you know, for something that you're not trying to be violent about. If you're going to be violent, you're not going to stay within those parameters. And if you're going to be violent, you better have overwhelming force to face it and to corral it and to keep it from exploding into the city. I don't know how they can do it, quite frankly. I do not believe they're ready. And Phil, I'm sorry, I'm babbling here, but one last thought. Yeah. Just this morning, the city is saying, well, we're still going over our plans. What? You've known this
it's
thing
next
was
week.
Coming. You knew this thing was coming for like 2 years. And you're just now thinking, oh, dang, is that next week?
Wow. You know, and by the way, I totally get the fact that there's a lot of moving parts and that there's you know, going to be big crowds. Even if you had no protesters, there would still be a lot of issues to resolve and things to do. But this just feels so disjointed. And then you combine that with the fact that what's going to happen on the inside of the building is this weird dynamic of they're going to have Joe, the sitting president, who's just been kicked out after being voted in, is going to be giving the speech on the opening night instead of the closing night. And then Kamala got her vote by Zoom call last week. And then she's brought in Tim Walz, who's imploding as we speak. And then on top of all that, they're going to try and pretend everything's hunky-dory. It's just, this whole thing is weird.
Well, you mentioned 1968. Now, let's look back at 1968 and think LBJ gets, he doesn't lose, but he gets, it's way close to Eugene McCarthy in the New Hampshire primary. Lyndon Johnson announces he's not going to, he's, you know, if nominated, I will not serve. If elected, I will not serve. If nominated, I will not run. And so then, so they have a primary system. Eugene McCarthy wins a lot of those votes. Robert Kennedy steps in and sadly gets assassinated then, goes to the convention, and they hand it to, say it with me, kids, the vice president, the uber liberal vice president, Hubert Humphrey.
Now,
you know, for a party that says that they're fighting for democracy, I mean, nothing says democracy like a coronation, am I right?
But that's where it's almost like what goes around comes around. We're there again. That's what it feels like. It feels like the recipe for 68. And I wouldn't wish this on the city of Chicago because it was devastating. But the recipe for 68 is the same cake is being baked this year.
Yeah, I think you're right. Although I just don't see these kids as having any kind of. Do you remember? I mean, let's look back at 2017, and they were going to have the Women's March every year. And that lasted a year.
With the funny hats.
With the stupid hats. So I'm just looking at the protesters today just don't seem to have the same oom-pah-pa as they said back when in the salad days of my youth. They just don't seem to have it. So I don't know that you're going to have that. But you could. I mean,
See where protest groups, like four separate protest groups, had filed suit against the city demanding the right to march wherever they wanted to, or at least to be closer to the venues. And the judge handed them a loss like yesterday and said, nope, you're going to stick into a spot that we can't even see you from here. And we'll see if that really works.
Right. And where the United Center is in the city of Chicago, it really is in the middle of kind of nowhere. You can take the L to it and you have to walk a mile and a half through, how can I put this, dicey neighborhoods. So, if these kids want to go into those neighborhoods and protest, great. It's the same. You know what? I have the same attitude towards that I have towards the one who are pro-Palestinians. I say, you know what? Let me take the women with their, you know, their unshaved legs and their belligerence. Let's drop them into a Hamas camp and see how long that lasts.
Because queers for Palestine, that's going to go well. just saying. Yeah. Hey, listen, brother, tell you what, we got to take a break right now. That's the schedule of the show, but can you hang on through the break and just finish this up with us for a few minutes afterwards?
I would love to.
What are you going to say? No, I already asked y'all in front of everybody, so we're gonna go with it. All right, listen, we're with Scott Stantis. He is a longtime friend, but he's also just an amazing wealth of knowledge when it comes to Chicago. Why? Because he is the political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune, syndicated across the nation as well. And Big Rig, take us to the break, man. We'll take that break right now. We'll come right back and finish this conversation about Chicago style. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Going right back now with my friend Scott Stantis doing Dipper number one here, calling it Chicago style. And by the way, if you didn't hear earlier, I mentioned that he's a political cartoonist. No, 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 I got that wrong. The official term is he's apparently an editorial cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune, syndicated in over 400 papers around the nation. Former president of the Association of American Editorial Cartoonists. And anyway, he's my friend, Scott Stantis. Wow. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So we're back on this stuff about Chicago. So let me ask you something.
Sure.
If there is a concern about protesters, and you mentioned go to the outside, go to the other communities around this, you know, we don't care, but what about this? We saw in Paris when suddenly the transit system was knocked out at one point. I mean, there's things that can happen. And I know CTA, the Chicago Transit Authority, is really on their game right now, trying to make sure security is where it needs to be. But there could be other issues, could there not?
Oh, there's others. I mean, you mentioned CTA, like you said. I mean, listen, I was in Chicago over Christmas this year. And, I mean, I love the CTA because, I mean, it gets you everywhere you need to go. However, there's someone asleep on every car, some guy, you know, and for the first time, I lived in Chicago for 10 years after, I mean, I was a cartoonist for the Birmingham News for 13 and then got the opportunity to work for the Chicago Tribune, which you kind of have to take. So I lived up there for 10 years. I had never had any trouble taking CTA. I never felt unsafe. I never, any of that, until this last trip where the first time, Phil, me, my wife, and two friends were accosted on the platform downtown. First time ever. Wow. Happily, obviously, nothing serious happened, but it sure felt like it could have. Now, bear in mind, too, I know I threw a lot out that last segment, but let me just pile on with two more pieces of information real quick.
Yeah.
Near the United Center, this... For a city that made itself I'm having a senior moment. What do they call that? Where they welcome the migrants?
Sanctuary city.
A sanctuary city. They have a migrant camp near the United Center, which they're currently trying to empty.
Yeah. The tents are all gone, brother. They've cleaned them out.
And so they're trying to get rid of the homeless camps that are around those areas as well. The homeless situation, especially downtown, which we call the Loop, is overwhelming. That's going to be a problem. So all of it, I mean, they're trying to brush all of this to the side. Now, you mentioned Paris and the unions who shut down the transport to get some concessions. Let's not discount that. We haven't heard it this today, but, you know, you could, over the weekend, they could come forward and say, listen, you want the trains to run, we want a 20% raise. That could happen. And the unions are that powerful, and the mayor is that, oh, golly, what's the word I'm looking for, Phil? Stupid. That's it. Is that stupid?
Well, the mayor's job, he used to be working for the teachers union. That was his job. So he's a union guy.
Yeah. Oh. We could talk about this and could, really. But he has just conceded to a $1.1 billion, with a B, dollar increase in the school budget for the Chicago City Schools for next year. Which, as you might imagine, are you sitting down, Phil? Because this will shock you. Much of that is going towards teachers' raises.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Raises and compensation so they can remain subpar at all turns. Hey, yes. And by the way, I've got an article here from Chicago, CBS, out of Chicago and local, and they say that there's signs up now saying no tent zone. We will call the police. And they won't do that when they're not having these dignitaries coming, but they're clearing the street. It's kind of like in San Francisco when all of a sudden the Chinese Premier Xi was coming, and next thing you know, the tent cities were gone. It's like, where'd they go? What just happened?
It's a miracle. And the Supreme Court ruling that, you know, you can't, you know, pitch a tent on government property. And then you had the governor of California, Newsom, you know, governor hair product, is all of a sudden clearing out all these homeless camps. You know, it's I feel for people in those positions. As a Christian, I truly do. My heart bleeds for them. But there has to be a better way than just letting them pitch a tent in the middle of a sidewalk. There just has to be.
I guess the solution is to make sure you have a Democrat National Convention once a month, and then the next thing you know, you shoot the plane. I'm just saying. I mean, I find the recipe to be rather intriguing. Either get a Chinese premier to come in, socialist, communist, or just have the DNCs, socialist, communist. And, yeah, wow.
Oh, wait, well, listen. I see the connective brother, tissue now. It's all coming together.
We got about a minute left, so let me just ask you this.
Sure.
Next week, are you planning on making any trips up to Tribune? Or what do you imagine? Are the tourists going, you know what? Let the convention goers have it. We're not traveling there right now.
Yeah, I suspect that you're going to have, I mean, you still have millions of people visit Chicago every year. I suspect they're going to look at the calendar. They're going to say, oh, the Democrats are meeting there. Let's hold on for a week and not go, because that'll probably put a damper on, especially some more, the more touristy areas. But, you know, the DNC is going to bring in tens of thousands of people, and that'll be good targets for the criminals.
Well, let's hope for the best. I mean, I don't wish problems on anybody. I'm not a fan of the Democrat National Convention whatsoever. I know you're not either. But I look at this and think one day I would love to wake up and find out we got Chicago back. Because what a beautiful city, what an amazing batch of people. I mean, salt of the earth still lives there. It's just the politics suck. Anyway, one day soon, maybe we'll see a turning. But right now, we got to get through next week.
Amen, brother. Amen.
All right, Scott Stantis, editorial cartoonist. We appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Amen. All right, listen, we're taking a break. We're coming right back. Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty is calling in. You're going to want to hear it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.